Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mock Observer's Daily Observations podcast. Today is Wednesday. It is the 27th of January. This is 2021. It just doesn't have the same ring to it. I'm sorry, everybody. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, happy Wednesday. We're halfway through the week.
Halfway. Very exciting. Also with me today, filling out Team Nightmare, I have Charlotte Hemery. Hi, Charlotte.
Why I do a Bon Jovi song?
Sure. We can go.
Because we're halfway there.
We're halfway there. Yeah. I'm with you.
Sure.
Yeah. That's a fun one at karaoke, but you gotta have to do it at the end of the night because there's not
definitely
a lot of options.
End of the night for various reasons.
For a number of reasons. This has been the Mac Observer's Karaoke Observations podcast. We'll talk to y'all tomorrow. I'm kidding. So, Charlotte, let's talk for a minute about...
You're kidding because we're not being allowed back tomorrow after this, yes.
Oh, be a little more optimistic than that. I would like to talk to both of you about something that came out yesterday, which is an iOS update. And part of the reason for that is because, hey, did you know there was an update? You may have notifications off or whatever. iOS 14.4 dropped yesterday morning. And Andrew, I'm going to go to you and talk about why it's important. But one of the things I want to point out is that when iOS gets an update, WatchOS also gets an update. So once you update your phone, then you should either get a notification or, you know, if you are like me and carve out all the time to do it and sit down, you can just step through it all at once. Once you get your phone sort of it's restarted and you log back in after running the 14.4 update, if you go launch the Watch app, then it'll tell you there's a system update and you can run that too. So anyway, I like to time those so they don't mess with my stand rings. So there you go. Today's pro tip. So Andrew, why do people care about 14.4?
So there are three or four major features added. Not major, but some good additions. And also a whole bunch of bug fixes. Now, I'm not going to go through all of those, but I will say a couple of new changes coming. So there is now an option to classify your Bluetooth device type in the settings. So you can have correct identification of headphones for audio notifications when you're switching back and forth between your devices.
Yeah. And if you've noticed that you've had weird things happening when you connect your phone over Bluetooth to the car audio or things like that, sometimes it's because the Bluetooth classification wasn't right and you can fix that. And some of that has been resolved. So if your phone's acting a little squirrely when it's connected to your car, this might be why. And maybe 14.4 updates that for you.
Yeah. So that should be good for people with those issues. Now, another change that came is if you have brought your phone to some kind of repair service, you'll now see a notification for when your iPhone camera, it's when the system isn't able to verify it as a new genuine Apple camera.
Okay.
And this is for the whole range of the iPhone 12 models. So all of the iPhone 12 models.
Okay.
So it sounds like if you're trying to get it fixed at some third-party repair shop, we'll call it that, instead of a all caps Apple authorized service provider, you may see this notification. But it sounds like it's just a notification and they're not actually, you know, disabling your camera.
Okay.
Because that would be not good.
Yeah. So this is more along the lines of, like, this accessory is not certified for the use with this device or whatever it was that we were getting in a previous iteration, I think, of system update when you were using sketchy phone cables.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. Pretty much like that, I think.
Alrighty. So what else is in this one?
Okay, so here's why you should update to iOS 14.4 as soon as possible.
Like, pause the podcast, go pull the trigger, and come back and find out why you just did that. It's that important.
So we're going to discuss this more in detail in Security Friday, but yes. The Apple discovered three, well, actually an anonymous security researcher reported these to Apple. There are three flaws, two of them with WebKit, one of them is with the iOS kernel itself, that could let some third-party attackers and hackers do some unsavory things to your device. So they have been... And the reason I'm saying update as soon as possible is because Apple says they think they have found evidence that these flaws were actually being exploited and being used.
Yeah. And usually when we tell you about them, it's, this has been fixed, so you don't need to worry about it if you're keeping things updated. But in this case, it's, you do have to take action, and it is to run this update. So this is for an active thing that Apple has seen evidence of out in the world.
Yeah.
It's also relatively rare for Apple to go full on update now. This is a thing.
Yeah. But
Apple's a little bit more chill. It's like encourages you sometimes quite persistently to update.
Mm-hmm.
But doesn't normally make it known that this is such a really urgent thing you should do. Please do it right now.
Yeah. And
there's a definite shift in tone from the new version of the iOS is the best version and you should have it and it will keep you safer as well, to please do this before we have a problem.
Yeah, this is sort of the flip side of, if you do this, you get new emojis, which is usually what we get, you know, as the thing to encourage people to update. Like, there's enticement, and in this case, it's like, no, there's no enticement. You go now. And, like, that's all of the language around this update. So it's serious, and you absolutely should do it. And also, if you have not updated to iOS 14 yet, not judging, but it might be a thing to consider. If you have an eligible device, it's definitely a thing you should upgrade to. We're up to 14.4 now. All of the sort of sketchy battery life and weird things that sometimes happen on older devices in the first couple of iterations of a new version of iOS, those are... Like, we see those, like, with every version. You know, I installed it on the not newest, latest and greatest, and battery life has gone to crap. And so, like, all of those issues have been sorted out. All those things are better. Bluetooth is better now. Has been even more improved in iOS. So, hopefully that will be helpful. So, please go update. Like, seriously, you can pause the podcast. We'll be here when you get back. So, speaking of updates from Apple, we're hoping for a macOS update to Big Sur. And this is a developer...
Next bit of Big Sur.
What?
We had Big Sur already, the, like, 11.2 bit.
Yeah.
The next bit.
Yes. So we have 11.1 right now. It was a pretty sizable update. 11.2 is a developer release. I believe it's gone gold, which is, I don't know what they call it anymore because nothing actually goes gold anymore, but like, release candidate. It's basically finalized and we're just sort of waiting for Apple to pull the trigger and unleash it on the update servers for it to be an official release and not just a developer beta or a public beta. One of the things that I know is coming from this, and Andrew, you may have more info than I do. One of the things I'm hoping comes out of this is better Bluetooth connections and management, in that they will work, because right now any Bluetooth device I try to connect to either Big Sur machine that I use is pretty grumpy about the entire experience the whole time, and it makes it really hard to use my computer. So I'm hoping that comes. As always, there may be security fixes. I've had
some not good Bluetooth experiences.
Yeah.
And I'm using, like, Apple's own Bluetooth keyboard and trackpad.
Yeah.
My Mini with Big Sur. And, like, the keyboard is a very new keyboard and keeps dropping. It has dropped out before. And, you know, things that weren't happening pre-Big Sur.
Yeah, my...
connected issues.
Yeah, my Matthias keyboard was solid. And I put Big Sur... on my other computer, and they don't get along now. And my Apple trackpad, because I use Magic Trackpad, It's an old school trackpad, and I thought maybe part of the reason it was having connection issues and stuff is because it's like a 10-year-old trackpad, and I'm like, is it possible that maybe its time has come and I need to look at getting something new? And no, because I update, because now that I have Big Sur on everything, all the connections are junk on all the devices. And so it's been really frustrating. So I really, really hope that 11.2 comes out as soon as possible. And Andrew, I haven't followed very closely, but if you know anything else about what might be coming down the pipe in BS, I'd like to hear it.
So, if I remember right, because my article isn't, in front of me, I did write about the release candidate being released, but
yeah,
I'm pretty sure Apple didn't share any release notes, so I don't think I have an idea what's coming.
All right, so surprise.
Maybe we will sometime in the rest of the week.
Yeah, they tend to be a Tuesday thing, so when it didn't come out yesterday, I just assumed maybe they'd pushed it out a week. But if there's something important, we'll get it sooner. Like that happens occasionally, get an update on a Thursday or Friday with the same sort of messaging as the iOS update yesterday. Like, you need to go do this now. So we'll see if that happens. Maybe they found something. We'll have to see. The other thing we want to talk about in our last little bit here on the show is that later this afternoon, there is an earnings call. And we will be talking about it definitely tomorrow. You will see the press release and other analysis from us over at MacObserver.com later today. But so you can check that out this afternoon. But Charlotte, you've had some interesting news, information, I guess, from research firms that are looking at what Apple's quarter looked like.
Yeah. So as you say, we'll get the real numbers and the real answers sometime later today. But research firms Counterpoint and Cyber Media Research have took a look at what Apple has been doing in India over the last quarter. Obviously, India, a hugely, hugely important market, and a market Apple really is very keen to build into. It's finally got app stores and stores there. It's been hard for a decade, but it's now, it looks like, according to this research that TechCrunch reported on, it looks like it has had its best ever quarter in the country, which is a pretty big deal. Sales of older iPhones, the 11, the 10R, even the 12 and newer SE as well, have all done well. So Apple's now got 4% market share in India, which is double what it had. It apparently shipped more than 3.2 million iPhones to India in 2020, which is 60% up year on year. So it's a very important market. Mm-hmm. It's a market that is going seemingly in the right direction for Apple. And I would imagine we'll hear rather a lot about it when the Apple execs pick up the phone later today.
Interesting. Yeah, I think... I was curious about both India and China, because those are like the big markets where Apple's still finding footing and trying to figure out how they compete there and what shape that takes. And so I'm very interested to see what earnings look like this time around. So we'll have to find out about that later this afternoon. And as I said, we will talk about that tomorrow on Daily Observations. Once we get the numbers and have a little bit of analysis, we can discuss there. I think it will be interesting to see where that goes, particularly in India, like you were saying, Charlotte, because we've heard them talk a lot about that in the last few earnings calls.
Yeah, and it's taken some time to really build up, for various reasons, to build up some regulatory, some are just socioeconomic, some, all sorts of different reasons. And it's a huge, huge, huge country to break into, India.
Yeah.
But if you do it, there's a lot of people to buy your stuff there.
Exactly.
And so it's a huge market. It's a very important developing market, as I say. And the fact that it looks like Apple has made some quite significant progress in there, I suspect, will be rather cheered.
Yeah.
By the execs this afternoon.
Yeah. I suppose it probably doesn't hurt things any that we basically got almost one of everything in the last quarter of last year. Which is what this is about, is the last 3 months of 2020 is that's what the call today is about, is regarding is that time frame.
Indeed. So. And but apparently Apple was also able to lower some the price of some of the older generation iPhone models in India.
Oh, okay.
For, again, various regulatory reasons and that kind of things. So it's making progress there.
Yeah.
Or seems to be.
Yeah. Well, I was just talking about in general, like, because the last 3 months of the year, we got, you know, new products left, right, and center. So I'm very curious to hear what they have to tell us about new phones, about new iPads, about new headphones, about new computers that have new processors in them. They have a whole lot of stuff to tell us about this time. You know, we've had quarters where, like, nothing new came out, and there may not necessarily be a whole lot to say, but so much stuff happened in October, November, and December from an Apple perspective. So I'm very curious what that's going to look like this afternoon. We have links on the site to how you can watch live and things like that. And Andrew, you are as well?
I will be. Although I got to say, I had no idea there was an earnings call, so I'll probably be reading whatever Charlotte writes up.
Didn't know it was today. Surprise. Well, you can listen to, for anyone out there, you can listen to it live. I believe we have a link on the site. I think in the announcement post, which is from a while ago, we have that. So I'll make sure that we have a link to that in today's show notes for people who do want to go listen. And you can dial in like a regular phone call, or you can just listen to it through Apple's website. Anyone that wants to is available. It's available out there publicly that you can go check out. So if you want to hear it, you can hear it. And then if you're not necessarily interested in listening to people rattle off a bunch of numbers at you, that's fine. You can listen to us tell you tomorrow in practical terms what some of that stuff means. So that's going to do it for us today. Charlotte and Andrew, thanks so much for coming by. I'm your host, Kelly Gamon. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other. Let's be careful out there.